Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim. Times
are hard. Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Stephen King. Steve is president and CEO of Growth Force, growthforce.com. Go to that website, check out on the under the resources side, check out his e-books, the CEO Guide e-books. They're outstanding. They'll help you probably save your business if you're having trouble, and if you're doing good, it'll help you make more profits. Steve, thanks again for being here. Thanks for your leadership, Steve. I appreciate the way you help so many small business owners.
Oh, it's fun. My pleasure.
So we're talking about data-driven decisions, folks, and Steve's helping us understand what he calls the core four. Pricing, understanding which clients are helping you, are allowing you to make a profit and therefore be successful and which aren't, what to do about those. How much money are you spending? How are you investing to make money? How do you do that? And doing that in a data-driven way. And also now we're talking about productivity. Which areas of productivity should we focus on?
Well, the first concept to understand is that typically payroll is the biggest expense you've got. And when I look at a new client,
some companies up to 55% of your expenses.
Oh, I've seen it as high as 70-75.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Nonprofits and for-profits, yeah, because if you're a service business, you don't have anything else.
You have inventory.
These virtual businesses don't have rent if you're virtual. So all you got is payroll. And then you look at an income statement, and the chart of accounts is in alphabetical order, where, you know, payroll is below rent.
Right.
Above rent, right? And that, why is it set up that way? Because that's easy for the CPA to prepare the tax return.
Right.
And you can't make decisions on that kind of, you know, that income statement. That leaves you impotent. You're looking at a one line item. And so what we suggest is you want to break out your payroll for above the line costs and below the line costs. And you can automate that through Intuit Payroll and Insperity. And you then see what your profitability is, and you can start then to look at and study who's contributing the most to profit.
Mm-hmm.
But it really starts with a mindset, a shift of thinking of your people as an asset, not an expense. You know, investing in their performance and helping, you know, take that, you know, AOL and salary.com did a study, and they show that 2 hours are wasted every day on average, causing about $759 billion of lost opportunity.
Right.
And so
are you so in a construction in a construction company, for example, people who are part of a project, a bid project, their payroll is above the line. They're it's part of the cost of goods sold, because if it weren't for that job, they wouldn't be on the payroll. They wouldn't be below the line. They would have nowhere to put them. Are you saying for service companies, for example, do more of that, put more people above the line who are on specific projects?
Yeah, I'm suggesting you need to take what's called your direct labor, the people who are directly involved in generating revenue, and move that into a cost of goods sold account.
Uh-huh.
And
above
in QuickBooks, all you do is real
simple. It comes out of the gross profit.
Yeah, it's used to calculate gross profit, exactly. And in QuickBooks, you just change the account from expense. You add another one that says direct labor and make it a cost of goods sold account type. And now you can start to see profitability. If you start mm-hmm. thinking of your people as assets and start mm-hmm. investing in them and getting them on board with what the company goals are, and then recognize and reward the people who contribute the most to profit and explain to them why more profit is good for them, then what you're going to find is you're going to have a significant increase, because people want to belong to something bigger than themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. We all want to feel like we are part of a team. You know, there's a social aspect of work that's important, but if you set clear goals for that team and understand how it drives the goals of the company, how your team's goals is to help make profit, you're not going to let the team down. And the simple act of writing down goals will help you increase your profitability, according to Harvard, by 82%. And so by putting clear profit goals and explaining why it's good for every member of the team to make more money in the company, they're going to get raises or promotions or better benefits or a bonus.
This is an example of where transparency produces profits. And Steve, thank you for pointing it out to us. The core four, ladies and gentlemen, data-driven decision, the core four, Stephen King has taught us those today. Hey, Steve, good job today. As always, we get smarter when you join us. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
See you next time. Steve King, ladies and gentlemen, growthforce.com. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.